What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars.
It's Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Looks like a long podcast today, but we're heading into the weekend, so you won't have us for a couple days. Hopefully you don't mind. It's been a while since we took a good hard shot at Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we often throw little digs in, but we haven't like full out blasted them here in a while.
Today's the day. Today's your lucky day.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was browsing some Vancouver headlines over the last couple of days, Beckler, and found some more that I thought you'd love. We like to talk about how, like, here there's a lot of hard-hitting news and stuff, and there sometimes they have
to the point that I've been avoiding it lately.
Me too.
It's too heavy.
And that's why you venture over there, and things are just a little bit different, and these are actual radio headlines. Like, these are actual events and radio headlines that are happening within Vancouver. These are real.
Rather than you deliver these headlines, why don't we leave it to our Vancouver radio friends at Kale and Birkenstock Radio?
Yes.
Kale and Birkenstock Radio. Soft radio for soft people.
K&B Mornings, welcome and thank you for joining us on this morning's journey.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Take off your shoes, spray your patchouli, and join us.
Kale and Birkenstock News. Most stations deal with hard news. We don't. We're soft.
Killer whales have been spotted in Vancouver's Cole Harbor. It's a sign of a return to a balanced ecosystem.
A new Vancouver restaurant called Soft Eco is serving vegan soft serve ice cream.
Soft. And a Vancouver Whitecaps forward was fined for faking injury or embellishing. After a tap on the shoulder, he went down theatrically as if he was hit in the face.
I failed to see the problem. And a speeding driver told Vancouver police this excuse. I was speeding because I washed my car and wanted to get the water off.
Isn't there always water on cars here? It's raining all the time.
I'd fine him for being in a car instead of a bike.
Kale and Birkenstock events.
On October 25th, there's an orca viewing party at the seaplane terminal. There's a granola making workshop in Meg's Kitchen on October 26th.
Meg's the best.
And on October 27th, Kitsilano Beach is hosting a full moon yoga and sound bath event. Could it get any more hippie than that?
The following words have been deemed offensive as of this morning. Aliens.
Blinds.
Kale and Birkenstock Radio.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend.
Like, yeah.
Temperatures in the mid to high teens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is, if it's a Chinook.
I believe it is.
It is a Chinook blowing in?
Yes.
We'll be able to tell once we see that arch or not.
For sure.
But it might be a good time to remind people that we are once again naming Chinooks this year.
Which
we do. We name Chinooks just like they do with winter storms.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we've decided to name them all after stores in Chinook Center, which was suggested by a friend of the show, and we thought was absolutely hilarious.
So dumb, it's hilarious.
So stupid.
So we're going with it.
So the first one was Chinook Aritzia. That was a week and a half ago or so. So now we're on to B, Shauna, and we got lots of great options.
Oh, there are so many.
Lots of great B stores in Chinook Center.
Yeah.
Did we go with Chinook Bentley?
Oh, yeah.
Chinook Ben Moss? Chinook Burberry? Chinook Bootlegger?
My God.
Chinook Banana Republic? Chinook Bath and Body Works? These are all great options.
Chinook Bebe.
Chinook Bebe.
Chinook
That's
Bebe.
A women's clothing store, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And do they have it in?
Yes, they do.
They have Bebe. I'm looking at the directory right now, and I don't see Bebe.
Oh, well, this
one. Are you thinking of a different mall?
No, this is. I have another one listed. Okay, so this is Chinook Center directory, maybe Bebe moved. Okay.
Oh, no, they don't have a Bebe anymore. Oh, that's
Chinook Ben Chinook.
Chinook Bebe would have been good.
Chinook Bebe. How do you even decide?
Chinook Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. Chinook Boston Pizza. Chinook Blue Notes.
Bourbon Street Grill. I don't know. These are all good.
Oh, my God. How do you even decide now? Chinook Bliss & Co.
Chinook Bikini Village.
Yes.
So.
Chinook Brown's Shoes. Chinook BC Beachy Max Azria. I don't even know how to say that. BC BG. I don't even know how to say that. This. That's just way too much. That's too much. Chinook BC Beachy Max Azria Canada Inc.
There it is, I guess. Is that what it is?
That rolls off the
tongue. VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I bought an indoor bike trainer yesterday.
Oh, nice. I know you'd been talking about it.
I was debating getting one so that now I can use the bike when it gets colder out and that kind of thing. So I was getting my Zwift all set up as well. I have a bunch of friends who have this Zwift app, which apparently is kind of like a video game for exercise. Everybody's like, oh, it's great because you race with real people and you can earn these jerseys and everything about it.
Okay.
Sounds pretty fun. It was odd though, when I first signed up, I couldn't change my gender. And like, so it set me up as a male and then it wouldn't let me change it to female. And I was like, what the heck is this all about? And I actually looked it up. And according to people online, it says that there's a lot of guys who are trying to cheat by saying that they were girls to achieve more goals. I was like, okay, I think you're taking your cycling just a little too seriously if this is what you're up to. You know, you're trying to shift your gender to just, to what, win more jerseys through a game?
You know what, Shada? That's bait. That's bait, and I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
No, we're having a nice little Friday here. We're having a good time, and then you try to walk me right into trouble like that. No, ma'am. No, thank you.
I was just reading about it, and that's what they said. I don't know. So
not
there you
today.
Go.
Nope. Oh, okay. Won't get me. You will not trap your old friend Beckler over here.
Okay.
Say, everybody is the same athletic ability and should all compete against whoever they want.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is true. I just wish that they would allow me to change my, to say female instead of male. That's all I want. Okay? All I want. I'll let you know how it goes.
That's a trap.
Know how my race goes.
That's a trap.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
This is just a stupid, funny video I wanted to share with you, but it's Friday and we're not taking ourselves too seriously this morning, are we? I came across this on TikTok. This girl is pitching herself as a potential date, as a potential girlfriend.
A suitor?
I just love her. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Kellen and I'm an eligible single lady looking for an eligible single man. I can cook, I can clean, and I can.
That's her on the trumpet.
Oh, yeah. Listen
She's
to that.
Plays the tits off the trumpet.
Impressive as hell. Holy man, does she know her way around a trumpet.
I guess she's a 19-year-old jazz musician. She goes to school for music somewhere. But I was like, holy crap, could she play the trumpet?
Damn,
like,
that's impressive.
So funny. Like, as if that's like, I think someone needs to marry this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you're going to have a fun life.
Yep. I respect the hell out of that.
Us fellas are placed. We're placing stock in the wrong things, I think, in the dating game. Not enough stock placed in the jazz trumpet. Your ability to lay it down on the trumpet.
Well, as a fellow musician myself playing an instrument that's not exactly seen as really cool, the violin, I respect that decision.
I can cook, I can clean, and I can...
Just listen to that. Listen to how her mouth does that.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were talking recently about the candy dish that Grandma always had at her house and what sort of candies would be in it.
Yep.
There was always
the goat of Grandma candies.
The goat of Grandma candies. And then I was reminded of one of the biggest disappointments that you'd find at Grandma's house. It was a tin that looked like it was full of cookies. And you would open it up and it would only be sewing supplies or knitting supplies. It would be Grandma's thread and needles.
I can picture the tin.
Yes, is it?
Is it that dark blue tin?
Yes.
Okay.
It's always the dark blue tin. It would have sugar cookies or something on the top of
it.
Yes. These yellowish looking cookies that you, and you open the tin and it would be sewing supplies and you'd want a cookie. Why?
All of our grandmas did that.
It was super weird.
The same tin.
I don't know why that tin was the one. It was called, I looked it up, it's called the Royal Dansk. That was the name of the company, Thoreau Dansk Shortbread Cookies or something.
My grandmas all got together and agreed that they would put their sewing supplies in the same Royal Dansk tin.
When did they have this meeting? When did they decide that was the tin? I was trying to think. I was like, maybe it's because that was kind of a traditional gift at Christmas that everybody gave everyone for a while, is the Royal Dansk Cookies.
And they didn't want to throw the tin out because it was a good quality tin.
That's it. You don't want to waste the tin, so you used it for your sewing supplies.
This reminds me of when you remarked that everyone's dad gives them a blue accordion filing folder when they move out.
Yes.
To keep all their important documents in. This is the same as that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad gives you the blue filing folder, the same one, that accordion one. And then Grandma has the Royal Dansk tin that she put all of her sewing supplies in that you'd open up as a kid and be like, I want cookies.
It's funny, those cookies weren't even that good.
They weren't.
You weren't that excited.
But it was, sometimes Grandma didn't have anything else. So you're like, ah, oh, it's a cookie, it'll pass. Then you open it up and you're like, never mind, it's needles. Needles and thread, Grandma. And then you'd go looking for the dish where you'd then find the goat of Grandma's candies.
Grandma also had just such disappointing treats at Grandma's house. Goody rings or Dad's cookies. Those were big too. And neither of those are good.
I know. It was like Grandma.
Like disappointing. That's barely a treat at all.
You know, so a lot of that always has it was always faded in color. It wasn't as bright and attractive. And it's almost like Grandma preferred that, right? Like
and the easily
bright
digestible.
Color's like, oh, that's too bright for me.
Not hard on your system
no,
either,
you need
right?
something toned down and easily digestible. So Dansk it was.
It's not cookies, it's needles. It's needles and buttons and thread.
Damn you, Dansk!
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I saw this video yesterday and the caption was, there's probably at least one white guy adopted and raised in China who speaks English with a Chinese accent and everyone just assumes he's being an ass. I was like, that's quite a thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone linked to this interview, and I've sent you the interview as well there, Shauna, with this teenager who spent most of his life living in Asia. I think he lived specifically in Singapore and China and then a few years in the States. But in Singapore, and I didn't know this, there's this language, this Creole language called Singlish, Singapore English. And it's English and a mix of all these other languages that are spoken in the area.
Oh, wow.
And this kid speaks it, and I want to play... This is what he sounds like. So this dude's white.
How long have you lived in Singapore?
Singapore, 9 years already.
9 years? And then before that?
2 years in China, then some more, got 5 years in the States.
Wow.
Okay, did people treat you any differently? Like, you know, wherever you went, because you spoke differently?
Of course. In local schools, only blonde person, hard to do anything. Always stand out one. China, same thing. They call me Jingfa,
golden hair.
It's so
wow.
weird. It's so weird. And I was like, yeah, I guarantee people look at this guy and he's like, he's just making fun of our accent. But he's not. That's the way he speaks.
Yeah.
Because he's from there.
Yeah.
Which is a really weird thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never think of it that way. But yeah, if you grow up there, you're going to have that accent when you're trying to speak, if it's not your native language, right? Like,
and I know there's someone who's going to say it's racist to even bring this up. But really, I think what it does is it exposes the biases that we all have. Because you assume someone should sound a certain way just because of how they look. But
depending on where you live, too, like there are certain places where I think there's people from all over and people who are raised there and look mm-hmm. different and everything else, and then it's a lot more common. But here, not so much, right? Like, you look a certain way and you sound a certain way. Our country isn't quite like that with the different types of people from all over that.
Well, I don't know. Like, there are like lots of people who have, you know, whose families moved here a long time ago, lived here a long time. Like, mm-hmm. it really threw me off when I moved to Australia first to see people of all different colors and
with
stuff
Australian
speaking
accents.
With different,
yeah.
you know, speaking with an Australian accent. But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool about these multicultural places, right?
Definitely.
You can have people come from anywhere and end up sounding the same.
So, yeah.
I thought that was just so wild. It's like,
so
this poor
great.
Dude, I guarantee he gets some looks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Everyone's losing it right now because a trailer came out for the new Batman featuring Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
And his voice has the ladies and the men all hot and bothered, apparently. It's weird because I can't really suspend my disbelief from him as Twilight to him as Batman. But when you hear his voice, it does. It has a little sexiness to it. Like, have a listen.
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
So, you know how the other Batman voice, it was a lot darker sounding to me, whereas this one just has a bit of a sultry stank.
You're
I'm not
talking
sure
about
what
Christian
is
Bale's Batman?
Talking about Christian Bale's Batman.
Yeah, and he was made fun of that initially because people thought it was way over the top.
Which, I mean, when I look back, I kind of think it was a little bit, you know, kind of funny. But
I really like Adam West's Batman myself.
You like Adam West the best?
Quickly, Robin. The Bat Carousel Reversal Spray in my utility belt.
Yeah, like when you when you think about that kind of stuff, all right, and then you think of...
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
It's got a little sultriness to it, you know?
Robert Pattinson's Batman,
What about you? Can you do a good Batman? Matt Berry nails the Batman.
He's really good. Good one?
He does a pretty good Batman. Yeah, he actually did, I think, his entire radio show as Batman once.
That would hurt your voice.
I forget why.
How did Christian Bale do all those movies? Like,
I don't know.
Where's Harvey Dent?
Well, that's like, I think I have a pretty good Batman. They could use me. Hello, I'm Batman. Like, that's pretty close.
Sound like Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, okay. I thought it was good.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were chatting with our new boss, Jim, yesterday, and he was kind of going over some of the stats for this podcast. And the cool thing is the podcast seems to be growing still by leaps and bounds, which is awesome.
Which is great.
And that's, I think, largely thanks to you telling your friends about it. So we really appreciate that.
We should have a referral program.
What do you get if you recruit a Venus head? And what do you get?
Recruit a Venus head, and you.
We don't. It's free. So.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. We'll give you a sticker.
We'll give you a free podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
But the interesting thing is that he said the majority of people seem to be listening to this podcast on Spotify,
which I was shocked to hear.
Me too. I still thought it would be Apple Podcasts, because I feel like the iPhone is still dominant. But then you consider the fact that, you know, Spotify plays through a lot of smart speakers.
Yep.
And then you add all the Android users into it, or even, you know, Apple users who still get their podcasts and music from Spotify.
Yeah.
And it seems like Spotify is the dominant source for this podcast now, which really surprised me. So.
Yeah.
If we've been neglecting you listening on Spotify, we apologize.
We're so sorry.
Only you can't leave any reviews on Spotify, though. So we've always gone to Apple Podcasts to read the reviews that you leave us. So we'll continue to do that for people who are listening on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, you can always message us whenever you like. We read everything. We respond to almost everything.
Yep.
So
yeah, we our emails are everything. Every social media, we respond. So. Anywhere you want to talk, do it.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Your payments, on the other hand, not so much love there. House of Cars can help you get that vehicle payment under control. When you refinance your auto loan with House of Cars, you can enjoy lower interest, lower payments, and have a little more money in your pocket. You love your car. Guess what? You can love your payment too, with some help from House of Cars. Find out more about refinancing your vehicle at houseofcarscalgary.com.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's drink it all. Yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl with a shirt.
It's Trucktober. Talking Trucks. Thanks for the intro music, Tim McGraw. I was thinking about how much it sucks this year that Trucktober also happens to coincide with record high fuel prices. It is not the best time to own yourself a truck right now.
No, it's true.
Granted, I mean, the new trucks are far better on fuel than like my old truck is. But I was doing a bit of napkin math last night to determine if an electric truck would be worth it.
Did you actually do this math on a napkin, by the way?
No, I used my computer.
All right. Just curious. I was like, you're doing some old school math? Because I don't remember how to even do long division, actually. But anyway.
I was thinking, if you were going to buy a new truck right now, let's say you were going to buy a new gas F-150 versus the new electric F-150 Lightning that's supposed to be coming out next year. Like, would it work out? Like, would it work out in your favor? Would you save money in the long run?
Because
the electric trucks are more expensive, no doubt, right?
Definitely.
So they're saying that the new F-150 Lightning, the electric truck, is going to start at about $68,000. And I mean, that's steep, right? If you're not putting any money down, if you're financing that, you're probably looking at a monthly payment of over $1,000, which is a big vehicle payment.
Yeah, that's
a big vehicle payment.
Oh yeah.
But then I was thinking, like, if you spend $100 a week on gas, which right now that's only about 68 liters, I think, so which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
And that would be, I mean, for some drivers that would be high, for other drivers that would be low, depending on what you're using it for.
Yeah.
Like, then if you factor that in, then the payment starts to seem a little more reasonable, right? Then it's not quite so bad.
It's true.
If you're talking about, you know, $600-$700 a month for your vehicle payment, as opposed to $1,100.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, then it balances out, but yeah, over time, I guess, you know, you
Yeah, how long would it take to pay it off is the question.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
So, and I mean, the big thing for me right now is that, like, my truck is old and it's used, right? So it was cheap. There's nothing on the pre-owned market, right?
Right.
You have to go new. But I am excited to start seeing some of these electric trucks on the road, like the Lightning and
the Rivians,
the Hummer EV.
Recently, honestly thinking, I was like, if I needed a new vehicle right now, I'd be looking electric. Again, maybe too expensive at this moment, but it's not that far away from...
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about some of the hurdles that, you know, electric vehicle tech still has to get over. It's not a perfect science yet, right?
No, definitely not.
So, but I mean, if it works for the application that you're using it for, if you're just like driving around the city and you have opportunities to charge up, then
yeah,
maybe it would be a good option. I was looking at the Hummer EV, and that thing's going to be expensive. That'll be over $100,000 by the sounds of it. But there's more information available about it now. You can see what the interior is going to look like, and they've shown some of like the off-road capabilities, and it looks so cool.
That's awesome.
So cool. The interesting thing about that vehicle, though, is that it's reported to weigh over 9,000 pounds. And it does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. So
that's a lot of metal going at fast speed. God. Holy bananas.
One of the car forums that I read on there, people were wondering if maybe you should need a different license to drive that thing. Because it's so much power and so much weight, and like you could really do some damage in a 9,000-pound rocket ship like that. Anyway, this has been Truck Talk.
A lot of Truck Talk.
We're talking trucks for Trucktober.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Well, am I excited to tell you about this, Beckler? We're not the only ones who celebrate Trucktober. Musicians do as well. Did you know that?
I was going to guess truck dealerships, but...
them as well, of course, yeah.
Musicians do.
Yeah.
In what way?
Okay, so I landed on this playlist yesterday, and it was labeled the top songs in Canada. And I was just curious about what the top songs in Canada are according to this playlist. So I was clicking through, and there was a brand new country song that came on called New Old Truck, and it was just released. And have a little listen to this, all right?
Off-white 350, Farmer 4. Gotta pump the throttle, gotta slam the door. Pulls right, but it'll pull anything. Sounds good, but man, it drinks gasoline. Cherry Mark.
So this is a song about trucks, okay? And then you
How
jump...
How does he say truck? Does he say it right?
Wow.
They make new old trucks. Can't fake the fade or the rocker panel rust. Dent from a fence post that didn't see coming. Scratch on.
So this is James Barker Band with Dierks Bentley, and they just released this song like in time for Trucktober. Like they knew what time it was, and they decided that they were going to do an entire love song about the trucks.
I want to believe, Shauna, I want to believe it's, badly.
You know that they know it's Trucktober.
But I wonder, there are just so many songs released in country music about trucks that some of them are going to fall in Trucktober, and maybe, you know, kind of like,
ruin this for me.
Maybe it's like how artists try to hit like the song of the summer. They try to catch that upswing of
For country, it's October. It's the money making month for them and their truck songs. Okay, they're like, oh, we got to make sure this is released right around Trucktober.
I hope they sat down with their label. What are we doing for Trucktober, guys?
Right. Yeah, we got to come up with a love song about trucks, like the whole thing about trucks. So not just mentioning trucks, but whole thing.
I like the song.
Yeah. Me too. It's a banger. It's a Trucktober banger.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shauna, I am starting to possibly consider the idea of potentially giving some thought to cutting my hair.
Okay, so but the number of words that you put before that makes me think that you're not really seriously right there. Now. But the fact that you even just said that aloud is impressive to me. Wow!
I can't put this on the podcast because my dad will have a heart attack, but it'll be a heart attack of joy.
Yeah,
because he hates it so
much.
He's
been trying for how many years to get you to cut your hair?
Well, I haven't had a haircut in 3 years.
Right.
Not a trim or anything.
And that time when you cut your hair was because of your dad, and you haven't done it since. Yeah. So
it's...
Wow. Why? What's...
It's definitely thinning. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
It's thinner than it used to be.
Okay.
My family keeps telling me it looks terrible.
Who's your family? Your dad?
Yeah. And my mom and my brothers and stuff.
Okay.
My dad was here. I always have my hair up, right? I always have it in a man bun.
You do.
Never, very rarely have it down, but I had it down. And my dad's like, you can see right through it. He's like, look how thin it is. And I was like, ugh.
Okay,
this
Dad.
I'm due for a shower here, so don't judge me.
Okay, that's...
How bad is it really, Shauna? Be honest. You see me You see me every day.
Yeah, well, you,
how bad is it really? Should I be I mean, be cutting it?
You have it up, so I don't know. When you put it down, is it like, can you see through it? Then
yeah. And I'm thin up top too, so like we're dipping our toe in skullet territory.
Well, I was gonna say, like, I kinda wouldn't mind you getting a skullet, so you should just let her be, you know?
Do I floor it and go like ride this right into skullet?
I mean, those are your two options right now, I think. You either cut it or you just commit fully and you're going into skull banger territory there.
If I cut it, I'll never have long hair again because it's too it's too thin. I'm going to be bald. So this is it. This is my last.
Do you
want
to go full Terry or not is really what you have to decide here.
Like, do I want to scare children?
Are you ready to commit to... I mean, then you do have to... We've talked about this, though. If you get a skullet, you have to warn people in advance, right?
You do. Like, you if can't you're meeting just up show with someone... up
with a skullet unannounced. You can't just walk through a doorway unannounced with a skullet because people like, whoa.
Yeah. Or if you're like going to meet someone on Kijiji or something.
No.
I'll be there at 6. By the way, I have a skullet. Don't be alarmed.
That should just be in your profile, right? Like at that point, you got to say, I've got a skullet just so they know, because then they can decide if they want to even continue on business with you or not. Some people aren't ready for the skullet yet.
That's discrimination.
So absolutely it is. But I'm just saying that's the rabbit hole you're going to go down or not. You have to decide.
Tough decisions, hey?
I know.
You know how people always message us with the skullets that they've spotted around town and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to start.
It's going to be me.
Yes. We're going to receive pictures of you and be like, yeah, well, that's Speckler. It's fine.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
This is pretty funny. I was on some news site. I think it was CBC or something yesterday, and they prompted me to take this Nielsen survey on cannabis usage. And I was like, you know what? Sure. I sometimes take these surveys. I actually get someone to take a lot of the city-conducted surveys because I told them I would. And I feel like it's good to give back feedback to the city when you can. Anyway, I'm doing this survey about cannabis usage. And at one point it says, have you smoked a joint in the last 12 months? So I said yes. And then it says, it has a picture that pops up with 7 different sizes of joints. And it says, please circle the joint that is closest to the size you smoked.
No.
It did. I have a picture. It's right here.
Oh my God, you're not kidding.
It gives you a bottle cap for scale and a picture of 7 different joints, from a joint for ants to Snoop Dogg's party joint. Just like, which one?
What are they gathering this information for?
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Even the bottle cap for reference is really funny. Like, yeah, they know you're ashing in a bottle cap. Or they know you're also drinking while you're...
Holy crap. Like, this is a national survey, okay? Like, a nationally conducted survey by a very official company. And they're asking me to circle the joint size that best describes my point pot usage.
So funny.
Oh, man. Like, things have changed from... I remember when I couldn't say joint on the radio, okay? To...
And now Nielsen's saying...
Nielsen, a very professional organization. And like, how much purple kush you roll in your joint?
The funniest thing about that too is that these surveys often then inform the news. They get reported on in the news. There's going to be some anchor who's like, oh, a new study suggests that Canadians like smoking fat blunts more than we previously thought.
Excuse me, man. Please circle the appropriate doobie.
32% of respondents said they prefer to smoke pinners because it's a more efficient use of their marijuana.
Reports say that this much purple kush reefer has been rolled in each doobie.
Oh my God.
Last time everybody puff puff passed. Like, oh my God, that's funny.
The picture.
The picture of the joints. Please circle the one, all that apply.
From tiny little personal use joint.
How about all of them?
All the way up to...
Yeah, I've done all of them recently.
All the way up to this one. Which is you.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have VNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.